But what did His Imperial Majesty matter, whose laws determined every twitch of life, the course of the river, the coastlines, the glances people exchanged and their innermost thoughts, now that an unfamiliar tall ship came gliding over the black waters of the Kuantang, stinking of lime from the tanneries. The Emperor was invisible. The ship, on the other hand, was not, or was hidden from view for only a few heartbeats before the banks of mist once more released it into unambiguous reality. Resting in their litters or under canopies among the crowd gathered at the place of execution, some mandarins had begun to mutter among themselves about recent rumours, whisperings in the court's many shadowy corners, of the arrival of an English sailing ship, laden with precious automata and timepieces. But the whisperers never pointed at the barkentine, glancing around anxiously after every sentence to check that none of the Emperor's many ears were listening, or that none of his many eyes were noting them. Subjects clad in embroidered cloaks or fur-trimmed robes, their names easily ascertained by a policeman or a secret agent, harbouring forbidden doubts about His Holy Highness's plans for that morning. Naturally, the condemned stood where they were standing because His Radiant Highness had willed it so.